So he invites me to his fraternity formal. And one of the first things I can think is, now this is going to make my old guy extremely jealous, because he's going to see all these photos of us. This is amazing.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad.
Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry. Well, we have a very special episode today. We usually have a guest that comes on and they tell us a morally questionable story. But y'all, today, the guests are us. That's right. We are back in the hot seat today, telling our own bad behavior stories for each other to judge. So Blair, how are you feeling on this day? Are you nervous? Are you quivering?
No, to me, this is ultimately what friendship is telling a story that might be embarrassing to a friend and having them judge you whether it's good or bad. Because, like, let's face it, you know, sometimes we need help. We need to know if we're in the wrong. And just getting that full judgment face. See, you're doing it right now. You're already giving me that judgment face.
Oh, am I?
I feel safe.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think I feel ready. I feel ready for this one today. I know you're going to come down harshly on me, you know, like you always do, because, you know, they always say tough love is the best love.
Okay, so because I am so OCD and classically a Capricorn, I like to keep records of our shows just to know who has been deemed what.
Oh, so, I actually can't remember.
I think I'm pulling it up right now. So I think every time me and you have done an episode, just us, the first one we did looks like was in April of this year. I was good. You were bad. We did another one. I was good. You were bad.
Wow. That's interesting.
So basically it looks like I'm just,
you're a saint.
I'm a saint.
And I'm a devil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, let's hope that this third time's a charm for you.
Totally. That's what I'm hoping as well. Well, I'm really excited for today's episode. I feel like, you know, it's fall. It's fall.
Yeah. And thank you for finally saying it. No one was brave enough to say it. They're still stuck in brat summer. I'm like, no, just say it. We are in fall. Let's embrace this. It's beautiful.
It's fall. There's a lot of things happening. Number one, I revealed to Blair right before the episode, I have been recording this podcast remotely for a year and a half. And on every single episode, I've used a small step stool ladder, actually, to put my computer on, right? I don't even have a table in my room. And just this past week, just yesterday, I went and I got myself a little desk for my room.
Yes, finally.
Because, you know, new things are starting in my life that I need a desk for.
Well, tell us about this desk.
Okay, let's see. The desk is wood, gold metal. I did set it up and then my roommate was like, oh, that is different color than all the rest of the stuff in your room. I was like, oh my God, I forgot to think about that.
But to be fair, that should be the one thing in your room that you only focus on is work.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm always saying. Because, you know, when people bring each other into their rooms and they're like, this is where the work happens. And so
exactly.
This is where the magic happens. Yeah.
So you want to make that clear. You know, this is a new era. We work in the bedroom.
We are working in the bedroom. But yeah, I did build it myself yesterday. I screwed in a bunch of little legs. Then say with me, they were not correct. I had to unscrew it, then screw them back in. Oh, they're incorrect again. Screwed them back in. It did take me way too long. And then
where did you get this desk from?
World Market. Do you know this? Okay. Is that on the East Coast? I have to drive all the way to a place called this, The Grove, which is a really scary place if you live in Los Angeles. Yeah, it's basically giving outdoor mall / Disneyland. And you're like, but I'm actually here to find a desk. I wish I was somewhere else.
Why didn't you just do Amazon?
Well, it's not on that. And I'm anti.
Me too.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still one of the only girls in the world that doesn't have Amazon Prime. So Yeah, Jeff Bezos. You know, I'm going to talk about this. I actually feel brave enough to talk about this. This is not Jeff Bezos, but I want to shout out another guy in tech. You guys, I was randomly interviewing for a role at Say It With Me.
I didn't know if you wanted me to say it or if the audience should do it in their car.
And you guys, they were being so crazy to me. And I was obviously so kind of humiliated, embarrassed, because I was like, oh, I'm going to go work for a company that's going to take down the world. They were texting and calling me every single day, being so crazy towards me. And I'm like, wait, what is happening? I didn't even know what this job is. And they're calling me every single day being like, are you going to accept the job? I haven't even interviewed. I'm like,
well, maybe did you ever stop to think that maybe they're just fans of the podcast? And they were like, if we can get a celebrity.
With my work. They weren't familiar with my work. They didn't even ask me for a resume. I was like, what is happening? They're calling me and texting me every single day, multiple times a day. I'm actually putting my phone on do not disturb because I'm getting so scared. Because I'm like, well, I can't make a decision before.
But maybe they loved your personality so much.
I don't know. Anyways, okay. I didn't even tell you this before. Maybe I did. I can't remember. I finally interviewed for, say with me, a 15-minute interview. I think it goes fine, but I don't want this job. After calling me and texting me for 2 weeks straight, being like, you have to decide about this job, even though I hadn't even interviewed, I finally interviewed.
And pump the brakes.
Full blown, say with me, ghost me. They never follow up, which is amazing because I really didn't want to work there.
I mean, you got to be feeling a certain kind of way when you didn't even want the job and then they ghost you. Speaking of ghosting, I am currently in the process of doing so. So Saturday.
Wait.
No, not Saturday, Friday. Me and my friend Beth. So we went to this one place and happy hour cocktails, $8. I had four of them.
That's amazing.
Well, but I had to do the skinny bitch drink that I usually do because, you know, as someone who's doing a short film, I'm about to be on camera. If you don't know, in specifically in Hell's Kitchen, the gay part of New York, a lot of homosexual men will get vodka sodas because it's low on caloric intake, but high on fun. Mm-hmm. So we went to a second location and we found this bar. I think it was called Flex.
In a straight bar?
No, it was gay, believe it or not.
Called Flex. I would never
guess
that.
I thought it was a sports bra. Sports bra.
A sports bra.
That's how gay I am. I couldn't even say sports bar. I said sports bra. So anyways, we go in there and like, you know this. When I get drunk, I get chatty AF.
Sure.
And
you're so usually very shy.
Well, when we go to a bar, I am social, but I'm a little more reserved. But once those drinks are in me, I'm like, hey, like I thought the bartender was British. Mm. And I was just like, what part of England are you from? And he was like, I'm not from England in any way, shape, or form. And I was like, but you have London Bridge on your arm. And he was like, that's the Golden Gate Bridge.
He did not
have an accent, but for me, I heard an accent and he looked kind of British. So I had convinced myself he was British.
Whoa.
But so also while we were in the bar, every person I talked to, I told them about my short film and trying to get them to donate. So it was a networking thing.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And then there was this one gentleman, I want to say he was probably like early to mid 50s. And he was locking his eyes on me in a very uncomfortable way.
Mm.
And so my friend Beth was like, go talk to him. You could probably get money out of him. So that's my friend Beth. Always thinking about the bottom line.
That's good.
So I'm just making small talk with him. And he was like, you have wonderful eyes. And I was like, thank you. Anyways, like I started to feel it going a different way in which I didn't want it to go. So I'm starting to pivot.
He was understanding, oh, I'm just talking to you for money. He was saying, he was getting more. He's talking to me.
Well, I knew I was pushing that boundary, but then when he was like, you have beautiful eyes and a full head of hair.
Full head of hair?
Well, he didn't have hair. So I think he was just envious of that, I was like, thank you. I'm taking pills to make sure it stays that way.
Oh, that's good. That's a good way to flirt.
And so he was just like, I'd love to follow you on Instagram.
Oh.
I let him. Only because I'm still convinced I can get a small donation out of it's hard doing crowdfunding.
Of course.
But he did message and he said, hi, Blair, with a smiley face. And I have not responded. I feel bad.
Oh, I hate to be like this. I think ghostings aren't really real on Instagram.
Oh. Okay, then I'm fine. Good behavior.
I hate to be like this. People are messaging me all the time on Instagram. I'm not responding. Well, that makes me sound way cooler than I am. No, people aren't messaging me very often. But I think
people are messaging me on Instagram, but it's like, hey, do you want to buy more followers? And I'm like, no.
Oh, of course.
No, but I don't want to do that.
I just think if someone's like DMing you, like you don't have to respond. And that's not really a ghost.
I'm so sweet, and I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Yeah.
I mean, Sterling, well, look at these eyes, these I big know. Wet eyes.
Yeah. I think you're in the clear on that one. I mean, unless you're interested in him and then you could message.
No, I'm not in any way, shape or form.
You're just interested in his pocketbook, his wallet.
I would be interested in his bank account, but sure. only for the good of making art.
Humanity.
Yeah. And humanity. That's the only reason.
Okay. Well, speaking of Instagram, I really briefly, if you guys follow me, and if you don't, please follow me, actually. I posted a little, some videos today that my dear friend on this pod, Blair, helped me out with. I wrote a breakup rom-com movie, and then I shot 5 scenes from it, and I made it into a little series on social media, which is every girl's dream. Mm-hmm. So the videos are going to be on Instagram and TikTok, and they'll be coming out bi-weekly. There's only 5, so it won't last long. But maybe if they do really well, they will keep going. And they'll only do well if you guys go, like, comment, subscribe, and tell me that I'm gorgeous.
Yeah. Guys, if you haven't picked up now, we're hungry artists. Just trying hungry. To do our craft, and we need the support. So give us money and likes.
It is literally so scary to post with my, like, I haven't been posting in a long time, and posting this morning, I just was like, whoa, I really forgot. I'm like, I forgot about these feelings where I'm like, mm-hmm. actually, I'd love to just be under a rock. I don't want anyone to see me, and I don't want anyone to ever know anything about me. And then I just have to post because I'm like, well, maybe someone will ever find me and could give me money to make my movie.
Well, maybe we should go back to Flex, and maybe we could find 2 sugar daddies.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Tired of losing weight only to gain it all back? The weight loss experts at SlimRank.com have done the research. SlimRank.com ranks the safest, most effective GLP-1 programs that get and keep the weight off for good. Stop watching the scale go up and down. Go to SlimRank.com and pick America's number one weight loss program today. SlimRank.com. That's SlimRank.com. Your dream body is just a few months away. SlimRank.com.
Heaven or hell? And this is going to be romantic comedy scenario edition.
Oh,
my
shit.
God. I know. I've taken some classic romantic comedies, just distilled some parts, some elements of them into a single scenario, okay? That you're going to decide if you, and I guess I'll decide as well, had that scenario happen to you, if that would be heaven, hell, or famously purgatory if you're indifferent. Okay. And then kind of an extra little bonus point, because you know this game is all about points, is sure. if you can figure out what movie it's based on.
Oh, okay.
You break off an engagement with your fiancé, realizing you're not quite a match, and meet his brother, who you instantly fall in love with.
Okay, first of all, I'm trying to think of the movie.
I know.
The only movie that's coming to mind, and I know it's not this movie, is Irish Wish with Lindsay Lohan. It has similar
Dude,
elements.
The Irish Wish was so funny. It was that was a crazy movie. But yeah, it's kind of giving, well, it's happened in a lot of rom-coms that you're like dating a brother, and you're like, I don't know, he's a little boring, he's not given much, and then you're like, whoa! You meet the other brother, you're like, oh my God, I've been dating the wrong brother.
Is this Maid of Honor or Man of Honor? Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's not quite what this movie is, but basically, mm-hmm. okay, I'll try to like maybe distill it even more. Okay, you're engaged to a brother, and the only way the other brother can attend the wedding, they're estranged brothers, and you have to go try to get the other brother to attend the wedding, even though they're estranged. And then
I have
you meet
no
that
idea what
and
this
then you
movie
meet
is.
That brother, and you're like, whoa, we have lots of chemistry. Moonstruck?
Oh, I have never seen it.
Blair, you would love it. It's so insane. It's so insane. Okay. Basically, Nicolas Cage is like the hunk in it. And uh-huh. the reason he hates his brother, spoiler alert, is because his brother distracted him once while he was like, his brother distracted him once when he was
masturbating,
chopping bread.
Oh, well, your like, hand movement was giving something in a big else. Chopper,
he chopped his hand off. So now he has a wooden hand. And that's just also a slight element of the movie. And he's always like, why I got on my brother? He distracted me that one time and now I have a wooden hand. And because he had the wooden hand, his fiance had left him. And then Cher is in it. There's a
I know
lot
she
happening.
Says, forget about, no, snap out of it. I know that.
Yeah, she does. So anyways, how would you feel about kind of having a fiance breaking up and dating their brother instead? But you have a lot of chemistry with the brother. So kind of heartbreak led to a really good romance.
So I like uncomfortable situations when I can make them uncomfortable and leave, like a hit and run. But if I have to stew in that, ooh, boy, that is not helping my mental health. I don't care how great, like this guy would have to disown his family. That's what's going
to
happen.
They'd have to disown. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be fine.
I feel like there is something
hot.
No, I was going to say like disturbing with like, I don't know. It's like weird comparison, you know, mm-hmm. you know, it's like you've been with both brothers. You know, it's like, we don't want that. We don't want that. I think it's too close for comfort. You try and set up your one best friend with another one of your best friends. In that setup and seeing them on a date, you kind of realize, wait a second, I'm in love with one of the best friends.
Ooh, is that heaven or hell?
I feel like it really depends on if the other best friend ends up liking you.
Yeah, it really...
It's like a mini hell scenario, but then I guess it's heaven that you realize your feelings.
Ooh, shit. I don't know. Because this is not... This is actually what I'm about to share is more like the other scenario. But like, I remember going out with this guy when I first moved to New York. And he was cute. He was nice. But I met his best friend and I was like... Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
what happened? Could you go out with the best friend? It was kind of too late.
No, I mean, yeah. They were such good friends.
Yeah.
And like we didn't really pan out. And I would have felt weird being like, hey, your roommate, he seemed nice.
Oh, you know, my God, no. A roommate. That's really tough. Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's hell.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, basically all the scenarios I'm going to spoiler it, say they're pretty hell. But this one was When Harry Met Sally, which, again, is not quite, but. Sally tries
and
to
also
set up-
I've never seen it.
Oh my God, Blair, it's the best movie in the entire world. It's my favorite movie.
I know.
Your best friend, age 28, tells you he is marrying a girl he is madly in love with who is 20 years old and still in college. Now imagine you're also 28 at this time.
So wait, he just tells me he's getting married? I'll be like,
he
great.
But he's getting married to a 20-year-old that's still in college. Your best friend's a pervert.
Okay.
So it'd be me and you, say we're both 28, ages we are no longer. I'd be like, hey, amazing news. I'm in love with this guy. He is a junior at Vanderbilt, but he's dropping out of college to marry me. He is 20, but he will be 21 soon, so we can finally go to those bars.
I mean, I don't love it.
It's just like 28 and 20. Ew.
Yeah, but
that,
like...
Watching that movie again is so difficult because you're like, well, Dermot Mulroney? Dermot McConey? What's his
he
name?
Dermot.
He's obviously just like really good looking in that movie and like quite charming. And then you realize he is disturbed because he is in love with a 20-year-old. And that's hard.
I'm the friend in this scenario, so I can explain my concern to them, but it's ultimately their decision. So I'm going to just say perg.
Well, you're really open-minded. I think I'd have to get rid of my friend and say you're a pervert once and for all. I would say stop making your girlfriend drop out of college. That is crazy. She's so close to be done. And he's, no offense, a journalist. He's not making money.
Oh, no, he's not making money. Did she drop out of it?
She dropped out to get married.
But it's so funny. Seeing it as a young person, I just saw them all as the same age. And that's how I still view it.
And you're like, that makes... And then you're like throwing up. You're like, oh my God, they're single at 28. Like, ew. Like, yeah, they have to get married to each other. No one else will ever love them.
No.
Okay. So this is kind of, I would say, purgatory for you. It sounds like this is hell for me. Because I hate to find out my friend is liking a 20-year-old girl. One day at work, you bump into a celebrity. who you start to have a fling with. It's amazing. But you are not famous and broke, and they are a wealthy international star. Would you love that power dynamic?
Hell yeah.
Oh, you because would?
I would. Hell yeah. Think of all the restaurants like we would avoid waiting in line.
Yeah, but what if like they're like, my birthday's coming up?
Then I'll get them a gift. And I'll just be like, you need to manage your expectations with your gift.
But you'd be okay with someone being like,
assuming we're in that part of our relationship. But
you'd be okay if like, say if they were like a really famous actor and you're like, oh, well, that's kind of my dream.
I mean, if we're going present moment, if that's as close as I get, I'll have to take it. I would like to think I would be cool, but I'm sure those neuroses would kick in real hard.
Yeah. I mean, think about how many DMs they get every day. You're like,
ugh. They ain't looking at all of them. Do you know how many times I've DM'd Chris Evans and he has not responded?
Have
they
you
ain't
really?
Looking at it.
He, no. You DM'd. I was like, well, now you know you can only DM once until they open it. Devastating for people who love to send multiple DMs. Okay, I'm saying how you're, this is a hard heaven for you.
Hell yeah.
Okay, amazing. And do you know the movie?
Notting Hill.
Amazing. Okay. You're having a terrible time when it comes to love, always searching in all the wrong places. Until one day, you look around your house and realize, wait a minute, your stepbrother is really cute. Why not try him?
Okay, I have seen this porn. It's not bad. It still did what it needed to do for me. And stepbrother? That's fine. There's no blood. Yeah, let's get dirty. Heaven.
Do you know the movie?
I have no idea what this movie is.
This is Clueless. It's so
you're right.
Crazy. It's her stepbrother. I'm like, let's do it and not make a stepbrother.
Yes, but so her stepbrother weird. Was hot. So if you're in a situation where you have a stepbrother, let's
who is
emphasize
Rudd.
Step, not by blood, and is hot, then you have to.
I feel like in this scenario, I'd have to move back home. So that would not be good. And sure. Yeah, unless I guess it's Paul Rudd, but he's a little old now.
But he has not changed.
Sure. I do think he has kids, so.
They can be adopted out.
Can you imagine? I marry Paul Rudd. I'm like, hey, you got to get rid of those kids. You got to adopt them out.
And how romantic would it be if he was like, done?
He's done. Anything for love. Yeah. Okay. Our last one. Your boss gives you a writing assignment that requires you to go undercover as a high school student at your old high school. At
hell.
Our really young ages.
Hell. That is so, first of all, high school, traumatizing. Second of all, that movie specifically, when I rewatched it last year, gave me the ick. I was like,
I haven't rewatched it in so long.
Watch it.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine it not giving me the ick. Yeah.
Because I remember seeing it in high school and I was like, what a lucky break.
No, I know. I remember seeing it in high school and I'm like, what a lucky break. You get to redo high school? That's sick.
And also, too, Josie Grossi was like 24, 25.
Yeah.
I thought she was like 30 when I saw that movie.
Do they kiss before he knows?
They don't because she's never been kissed. And that was the big thing at the end of the movie where they kissed on the field.
Gosh, these men are being so disturbing in rom-coms. They're all liking girls who are about 1 year old. This is gross. We have got to get rom-coms updated. Which is why I have made 5 new Instagram reels to update the genre. Check them out on your local Instagram reels website. No, I'm just kidding.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Tired of losing weight only to gain it all back? The weight loss experts at SlimRank.com have done the research. SlimRank.com ranks the safest, most effective GLP-1 programs that get and keep the weight off for good. Stop watching the scale go up and down. Go to SlimRank.com and pick America's number one weight loss program today. slimrank.com. That's slimrank.com. Your dream body is just a few months away. slimrank.com.
And now we've come to the most dramatic portion of the podcast.
Sure.
Blair and I are both going to be sharing morally questionable stories. Yeah. And we will be then deciding if each other exhibited good or bad behavior and punishing or rewarding each other depending on the verdict.
That's true.
Now, Blair, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll get mine over with.
Okay, great.
Now, mine is, I briefly alluded to it in a previous episode, so I thought I would expand on the details.
Okay, perfect.
Giving the crowd what they want. More intimate details of my love life. So, famously, did not come out till 30. We all know this. So, most of my 20s, half of the 20s were spent in denial. The other half was trying to maneuver that way to open that closet door and come out.
Yeah, okay.
This story happened probably, I want to say, it had to be like right in the middle of the 20s is what I'm thinking. So I was a member of this group called Add to Roanoke. And it was like an advertising group. My friend ran it. I don't know what this group did, but I was in it.
Sure.
I was only in it because she ran it and like I got drink discounts and sometimes would do stuff to help out, like, I don't know, make a post on social media or whatever for them.
Okay.
So it was very like an easy job. So we had some event. I don't remember what it was. It might have been some local award show or whatever. But afterwards, we went for this. We went to this bar called Metro in my hometown, and I absolutely loved it. I'm telling you, this bar, when I walked into it, I thought I was in Sex and the City in New York City. It was so fancy. They had fancy cocktails. It looked very fancy in there. And so it was downtown Roanoke, and a friend of mine worked in downtown Roanoke. And she had texted me like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm at Metro. Come meet up. We're hanging out. You know, she was like, oh, I'm with my friend so-and-so. We'll come meet you. And I was like, great. So they come to the bar. And like, I'm a little tipsy, but I'm not so drunk. I still have enough wherewithal to kind of decipher what's happening in the room, right?
Okay.
So it's her and her friend, and they're sitting beside me, and we're just laughing, goofing off. And so I knew that the one girl who was my friend had a crush on me. I had heard this through the grapevine. We did plays together. And I'm sorry. If you're falling in love with someone you do a play with, they're gay.
Well, sometimes there's a straight man there. And it can be very confusing.
It's few and far between. So anyways, I knew she had a crush on me, but I just played dumb. And so she was getting very flirty with me, like putting her hand on my shoulder, scratching my back.
This sounds so similar to your other story, Blair.
Oh, yeah. I find myself in this predicament a lot.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm just a dirty little flirt.
Yeah.
So, and these are both women, just to clarify. These are both women. And so she's very flirty with me. And then her other friend is like laughing. And I'm like, let's be honest, I wasn't that funny that night. Because the event was downtown. And because we were going to be drinking and everything, they didn't want people driving. So they had rented a bunch of rooms for people. So it was hitting a point in the night where I was just like, okay, I'm done drinking. I'm ready to go collapse. And so I was just like, oh, well, I'm getting tired. I better go back to my hotel room. And as I'm saying this to you now, I wish I hadn't have said it to them because I think they took that as an invitation that I was not offering. So they're like, yeah, let's help you walk back to your hotel room. And I was
Blair,
like,
why are all of these women hitting on you so much?
In double sets. So they're walking me back, and I'm really trying to play up how drunk I am because I was not very drunk. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, I couldn't shake them, you know? I couldn't be like, ladies, I'm queer, get out of here, you know? Because
well, it feels like you could have said that, maybe.
I could have, but I wasn't in that place in my journey.
Sure.
So we get back to the hotel, and then they're just like, do you have any drinks? Let's have another drink. I was just so uncomfortable, and I did not know how to handle the situation. So I started acting. I started playing real drunk. And so I like just collapse on the bed thinking they would be like, oh, he collapsed. We should go. They get in bed and they're just like, Blair, wake up. Wake up. I am fully awake this entire time. Because I'm just, I'm playing dead, basically. I am playing dead so they will leave. Instead of just saying, hey, you can go now. I played dead. So they're literally like, I can't believe he fell asleep. Oh my God. And then they were like, okay, let's draw on his face. So they draw like, they write dick across my head. They draw a penis on my face. I drew a lot of phallic symbols on my face. And then they left. And as soon as they left, I woke up. I looked in the mirror and I was like, yep. Nope, that just happened. And yeah. And that's my story. Wow. Yeah.
So what happened to this girl? Are you guys still friends?
Well, years later, I'm pretty sure. I'm like 92% sure I told her that night I was faking it because I was afraid of what was going to happen and I did not want that to happen. So I put on a little show. And I think she just laughed and she was like, we kind of knew. And I was like, well, why were you pushing so hard? So, anyways, that's my story.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess it's a real story about not shooting your shot as a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you could shoot your shot and they're actually just gay and in the closet. And they're like, this is actually hell. Yeah. Wait, what age were you? You knew you were gay.
Yeah.
Were you in the denial phase or in the other one?
This was more denial, slowly dabbling with the idea of it. So I think I was like 26, I want to say.
Had you ever kissed this girl before?
No. The only girl I ever kissed
was me.
Was shout out Jillian DeRigi. Well, with passionate intent. Was Jillian DeRigi, and we were in fourth grade because she was my girlfriend.
Whoa, that was the only girl you ever kissed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, you are really always, really having a lot of stuff on the podcast where people are like forcing themselves on each other and then everyone's pretending to be really drunk. So I guess this is the third story in a row like that.
Yeah. You know, I felt the trend and I was like, you know, hop on the trend, tell the story.
Yeah, of course. You know? Of course. Well, this is going to be very hard for me to deem you bad though, is it?
Oh no.
I guess,
you trying to spin it.
I guess like when you were like, oh, I'm going to go back to my hotel. Like, why did you just feel like you couldn't be like, oh, I'm really tired. Like, I need to go to sleep.
See, I don't entirely because it's so long ago. I don't remember. Just based on past interactions, it was always like I had this weird thing of like kind of disappointing people. So like instead of saying, hey, guys, this was a fun party, I'm leaving, I would Irish goodbye. I would ghost because I felt bad leaving, but like no one cares. But that, it was just like a weird thing I had where I was just like, I didn't want to disappoint anyone. I am in therapy, I'd like to clarify right now. So I've worked past this for the most part.
Do you feel like this advertising group you were in was an MLM?
No, because I never had to spend anything.
Okay, that's
the only thing I spent was the alcohol, but it was at a discounted price.
Right.
Which I guess makes it an MLM, but I didn't have to sell it to other people.
Right, you didn't sell it. It's interesting.
Yeah, so it wasn't a great MLM if that's what it was, you know.
So what was your relationship with these ladies going forward? Did you see them again or not really? And also, why did you, no offense, now I'm playing victim. Why did you invite this girl to the bar if you knew she has a crush on you?
I am also a person who loves when I go out to have like everyone and their brother come out, you know, and like lots got stupid.
Were you kind of like, oh, I like to flirt with her a little bit?
No, I genuinely did like hanging out with her.
Yeah.
But not flirting. She also too, I remember she had a crush on someone else. So it's like, I feel like she just had blanket crushes, you know?
It's hard. This one's a hard one because, you know, in some ways I'm thinking Blair, you are in your at least mid to late 20s at this point. And it would probably have been good for you to flex some of those skills. That's like, how can I tell someone like, I'm not interested in you coming to my hotel room or I'm really tired. I'm going to sleep. and not being like, totally everyone can come, you know, and then kind of facing the consequences of that, which no one should face. Obviously, you don't ever have to do anything with anyone, to be clear. But you did get yourself into a pickle, I guess, and you do know how to get yourself out of it. Obviously, you could have maybe tried to communicate, which I think they maybe is because you liked them as friends. They would have been like open to you being like, hey, I'm not interested in you guys.
I think with the hindsight now that I have, I think they would have been fine. But I think at that time, I was trying to protect because I didn't want people to think I was gay. Because
yeah,
it's like,
of course. I know.
Because,
well, now it's like, well, now, of course, I have to deem you good, Blair. Because,
well, but in that mindset, you know, because it's like, oh, you're a guy with two girls. You have to do something.
Right. And everyone's going to be like, if you don't do anything, you're gay.
You're gay. So yeah. That's, yeah.
I guess I'm going good behavior because you can't force yourself to be out of the closet until you're comfortable with that. So I'm not going to be the one pushing you out saying that was bad.
Thank you.
You know, you tried your best. You just weren't there and, you know, where you were with yourself to be able to maybe feel comfortable communicating, not having maybe desires towards your friends. And,
I can't believe it. I'm good for the third time in a row.
I can't believe you're good for the third time. In a row, I'm using a traumatic situation. Feel bad. I feel like if you were forcing yourself to come out before you were like comfortable, that could have maybe been a traumatic.
Yeah,
not traumatic,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Like,
but this
you know,
is
light.
Like truly, this is like now something like when I see them that I joke with them.
Yeah,
about,
yeah, yeah, totally.
You
totally.
Know,
yeah.
So.
Okay, well, Blair, you've officially been deemed good behavior.
Oh my God, this is a shock.
This is a shock. So I do have a little bit of a reward for you today because I know you get so nervous coming up with an acceptance speech on the spot.
Whoa, honestly, I'm shocked. I thought you were going to deem me bad because you still have a vendetta against me from that time when I was supposed to drag you across the stage in a sketch comedy show, but instead stepped on your hair, pulled you, and ripped out most of the hair in your head. After 7 years, your hair has grown back, and we can finally put the past in the past. And you can see me for who I truly am. An amazing person. Who can do no wrong?
Wow.
Sorry, I just get so emotional when I'm able to just step in my truth and be honest about how good I am.
Yeah, about how amazing you are. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, now, Sterling, now is the moment in the show where you have to unburden your soul with some story that you're in a thick stew of confusion, where you're like, did I do it bad or did I do it good?
Yes.
So, Sterling, whenever you're ready, please share your story.
Okay, so we're going back to, I want to say, freshman year of college. So we're in 2013 or so. And I had kind of had this like on again, off again kind of relationship, which wasn't really a relationship. It was just maybe someone who texts you occasionally, like, what are you up to tonight? You know, but to me, I was like, well, this is a long-term relationship. And anyways, but, you know, it was from high school. And then we went to college and I was still holding a torch, you know, for this person. And it was hard. And what I kind of like, my MO in high school was like, how I flirted or like how I kind of like felt like I could kind of get ahead in a man, in a world that was tough, maybe as a woman. I was just like, my MO was just making the person jealous. Right. And I want to say this actually extremely good at it.
I can see that.
I literally would never. But oh, talk about our thing from earlier. In high school, I dated like kind of two best friends just back and forth. And it was actually a really amazing tactic. Shout out if you guys want to do that out there, because they will constantly be really jealous. And it didn't work out with either. But anyways, this is one of the best friends who, it was more of a thing with us. Anyways, so that was kind of my MO. It's just like, make them jealous, because I also got a lot of reactions out of the jealousy. Like, it wasn't like anything like crazy, but it's like, oh, like, yeah, I will make out with your friend in front of you, you know, like that kind of stuff. But again, it was just because you had rejected me earlier and I'm really interested in you. So it wasn't like, it wasn't malicious. It was like, you had wronged me and I just want to remind you that I'm sought after. Okay.
Okay.
Sure, there's some backstory. Okay, so I go to college, and but I'm still holding this torch for this guy, and he's at a different college, whatever. And we have one mutual friend at the college I went to. We had posted a little bit on social media, me and this friend, okay? And it was like a little random that we were friends, but it's like, well, it was the only person I knew from my high school, so we're gonna hang out a little bit in college, right? And so he invites me to his fraternity formal. And one of the first things I can think is, now this is going to make my old guy extremely jealous, because he's going to see all these photos of us. This is amazing. And obviously I was excited to go to the fraternity formal, but we were just going as friends. Like, truly, we never had anything. But I'm thinking, before the fraternity formal, I'm obviously getting my outfit together, all this stuff, but I'm mostly thinking, now, what am I going to post on Instagram? Because I can post something that can really maybe spark some intrigue. And so, Blair, I'll pull it up. I go to this fraternity formal.
And you and this guy that you held a torch for, like, even once you parted ways, you still were on pretty good terms, right?
We're on good terms. We're texting. We're kind of hugging up over break. Like, we're still kind of in the mix, okay?
Okay.
You know, calling each other. Yeah. Okay. So, he's still in the mix, but I'm just like, why aren't you just having me be your girlfriend? You know, he's like throwing up at that idea, you know? Okay. So, I'm like, this is great. Because he just was also like reactive. If I ever posted anything with any guy, he's replying. So it was just, unfortunately, it then made me like, well, this is always a good idea to do.
Yeah.
So I go to my fraternity formal with my little guy, my friend, and we have an amazing time. We take photos, and we take this photo that I really make sure looks like a very couple-y photo, okay? And also, I'm not letting my friend in on any of this, right? I'm not saying like, hey.
Okay.
I then post this photo on my Instagram. And you want to read the caption aloud if you can see it? Okay, this is it.
Okay, I can't really. Me and my something boy?
Me and my boy.
Me and my boy.
And look at this photo.
It's a little hard to see just because it's the clarity is a little, but it does look very romantic.
Okay, so I post this in black and white.
Oh.
Us, and we're like in a kind of couple's pose. I'm in my dress. He's in a suit. Me and my boy. I then change my Instagram profile picture to the same picture as well.
Ooh, you were just digging your heels in.
Yeah, and I did that kind of just to get another guy to text me.
Well, did he text you? Did it work?
Well, of course. He was like, what's going on? Are you guys dating? And I'm like, oh my God, no, that's so crazy you would think that. Yeah, wow. But I feel like I kind of kept him on the hook, and I still felt like, you know, he was noticing me.
Now, is he still on the hook today?
I would say this, yeah. No, we've not, I've not talked to him in many years, but he does follow me on all social media platforms and comments on my videos. So in some ways,
would you like for him to be on the hook again?
No, I think we parted ways at the right time. I don't think we're each other's.
So people. What was the straw that broke the camel's back with this relationship, as far as like, quit playing these games with each other?
I think he got a girlfriend.
Okay. And yeah. So you were like, did you like message and say, is this for real?
No, I did not do that.
Did he do like a hard launch?
Well, the person that he became a God, no, I feel so scary talking about this. The person he became a girlfriend with also went to our high school, so like I was very aware of her.
Okay.
He was dating a lot of people that went to our high school. I would say he was dating actually every single girl. I was one of many. But to me, no. He was one of few. So it felt special, but I was actually one of a billion that was also doing this, you know? It's very easy to text a lot of girls, what are you up to? Like, you can actually send those out really quick. But if you're the girl receiving it, you're
copy
like,
and paste.
Whoa, this is really serious.
Now, what was some things that he did to get your goat? Aside from, you know, not establishing a relationship. Was there anything else?
I would say similar tactics. You know, he would invite me to a party and then, you know, hook up with girls in front of me. I would start crying in the corner. One of our famous things, so I told this story recently on my show Phones Down. One of the things is that I one time tried to get him to be exclusive with me while he was blacked out. So that he wasn't kind of have his wits about him, you know? And I was like, what was that? You're agreeing to this? You know, he's like in a blackout, can't hear me. And I'm like, okay, no, we're hooking up with anyone else, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I kind of thought we had maybe decided that via that conversation. And then he posted on Facebook and had hickeys all over his neck that were not for me.
So you were, just so I'm clear, he was posting pictures like of hickeys and casting, and you were just like, me and my boy.
And I posted me and my boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yours- and I would still like hook up with his best friend and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not best friend, but like top five probably.
And what level of degree did that bother him, do you think?
Like, I think it did.
On a scale of 1 to 5.
I think probably 5 because his friend was way cooler than him. And that's why I went for that friend. Yeah.
And why weren't you into the cooler friend? What was the difference?
Oh, well, now this gets into tricky territory.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to share.
The cool friend was a really bad guy. So I'll just say that.
Okay. Got it. You know, this one for me is tricky because I hear the stories and, you know, I would be a liar if I said I didn't do something similar to this.
It's so amazing to make people jealous when you're like a teen. It's the best feeling in the world. It doesn't it never hits again when you're older. Because then you're just being manipulative, which you were being then, but you don't have a frontal lobe. So it's like, who cares?
I never did it as a teenager because no one wanted me as a teenager. So I mostly did it when I was in my... Also, too, didn't have the full real experience of dating. So I didn't really get into that till my late 20s. And I just did it all badly. So I commend you for your great success.
I was a real flirt when I was young. And then something happened to me and I forgot how to do it.
I will say you're playing a dangerous game of manipulation.
Sure, you know? Sure.
And, you know, he's not innocent either. He was doing the same thing.
And I don't think I hurt this friend of mine. Like, this friend was absolutely never interested in me. So, just saying. He also had a wrinkle in the story. He also made that photo his profile photo for a minute. So maybe he was trying to make another girl jealous. Like, maybe we were just both doing that.
I think one thing that should have happened was a conversation.
I was constantly trying to have conversations.
Tell me about it.
Okay, well, I was constantly trying to sit him down, but he was always blacked out. So that was hard.
Well, did you
I tried.
Ever think to talk to him when he wasn't blacked out?
I remember I told him, I was like, you have to take me on a date. Like, we have to go on a date. And then he was like, okay. And then I just went over to his parents' house, and then he put on Taken, that Liam Neeson movie.
Sure.
And that's not a date. And
now,
he had me leave after 30 minutes.
When I say
and that's
a
really short date.
When I say conversation,
we were sober.
But when I say conversation, I mean there had to be dialogue, not just you have to take me on a date. And then
it's
kind
hard
of
because it's just like
pressuring him into
talking to a little guy who like will not commit to anything. I'm like, hey, like a little guy who texts me for over 2 years, almost every single day, what are you up to? But won't hang out. You go crazy. You start going crazy. when the person you're posting the photo with doesn't care, I don't think I hurt their feelings. And I was just hurting the feelings of, no offense, a fuckboy. A literal definition of a fuckboy.
But
this guy had like 1,000 girls. And I was like, well, how am I going to make an impression by pretending to date all of your friends?
Right.
And then I'll go to him
and say,
I did get a reaction. And I'd always kind of be like, I don't even like your friends. I just like you. That's hot. But then he'd still be like, well, that is really cool, but I'm still not going to date you. And I'd be like, fuck.
It's so awkward.
It's so awkward.
But I've been there where it's just like you're really trying to show
so
you got the goods.
I tried so
hard. And they're
hard.
Just like, no. You know what? I'm going to throw you a bone. Because he never did. So I'm going to say that, like, you know, you were young and you were trying to figure out men. Men are confusing.
They are so confusing.
I don't understand me, you know? And so that's a job in itself. So having to go to school and take tests and then figure out men, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were only doing what you needed to do to make your heart survive and beat.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, I'm going to say good behavior. Well, Sterling, since you have been deemed good behavior, finally, after so many episodes, I have put together an acceptance speech for you because you're a lot like me. Sometimes just thinking of what to say on the spot is real hard. So I've taken that pain away.
Blair, why would you do this? Okay. Thank you for deeming me good. And honestly, it makes sense. I'm the full embodiment of all things good. Like AI, which I will continue to use on all my future scripts. Oh, and Facebook. I'm so Facebook. What does this mean?
You know, like, I'm so Facebook, you know?
Okay, well, that was amazing. But that was extremely mean. And because you know how much I hate AI. And that's the truth.
Well, I was really counting on you getting bad behavior because the bad behavior one was better, but I had to make a quick adjustment.
You can save it for a future app. Well, Blair, what an amazing episode. We went through so much. We went through rom-coms. We went through Instagram reels. We went through the many ladies that have been obsessed with you and tried to make out with you.
I'm just a big old hot potato.
Being a big old hot potato. So thank you guys so much for listening today. And we will have an amazing guest on next week for our famous Halloween episode. So we'll see you then.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.